Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're glad you're joining us. It is Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, and I'm your host, Bill Boyle, today. David Boyle is on the road headed to a meeting, so I'm being the engineer and the host, and hope I don't goof up too bad. Speaking of goof-ups, we're testing you a little bit this morning. I don't know if you realized our weather report was for a neighboring station, and we will get the local weather reports updated here in the next hour. Tim Root, our meteorologist here in the Red Rock Weather Center, pushed the wrong button this morning. So anyway, glad that you're with us on the Red Rock Morning Show. We're coming to you from 92.7 from Abajo Peak, going throughout the Red Rock country, Grand, San Juan, Dolores, Montezuma counties, into San Miguel County. In fact, there's 14 counties that we count that get our signal. And we're glad that you joined us this morning. We're hosted today by Energy Fuels. The morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. And Energy Fuels is in the news today, too. There's a big open house that's going to be held today and tomorrow at the White Mesa Mill, just south of Blanding. It's operated by Energy Fuels. Registration opens this morning at 9:45. You can register online at White Mesa Mill, the White Mesa Mill Open House website. There'll be tours of the mill. It's the only federally licensed uranium processing plant in the United States. And anyway, they've got a big open house today. It should be a lot of fun. There'll be tours that run every half hour from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. today and tomorrow, and a lot of big events. Opening remarks will begin at 10 a.m. from Mark Chalmers, who's the president and CEO. They've got a lot of very interesting people who are going to speak. This just doesn't happen every day. The reigning Miss America, Grace Stanky, will be at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding this morning. He'll speak at 10:30. In addition to serving as Miss America, she's a nuclear engineering student and a clean energy advocate. A lot of exciting things happening with Energy Fuels as they're expanding the services that they offer and focusing on these essential elements that are critical for the future. So the next 2 days, you can earn an awful lot. San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation Chairman Ryan Benally will speak this afternoon, CEO of a lot of affiliated organizations with Energy Fuels will also be there. This afternoon at 3:30, there'll be a premiere of the movie Nuclear Now. It's an Oliver Stone documentary that he recently completed, and it will be shown for free. In fact, not only the movie's free, but popcorn and soda are provided. But you need to register for that or come by the theater early. That starts at 3:30. Tomorrow is going to be very similar, that there'll be tours of the mill. A lot of officials will be talking about different research and development and partnerships that Energy Fuel is involved with. So anyway, that's going to be quite an event at the White Mesa Mill just south of Blanding today and tomorrow. The other big event coming up, of course, on Saturday about 10:30 is when it's going to be in its full ocularity. That's a word I hadn't used often in my life, but I have the last little while. The annular eclipse of the sun has a swath across the United States, and it'll go right through the heart of the Red Rock country. Should be a remarkable event. We've had a number of interviews with local residents and visitors about what they're going to do and what you can do to prepare and enjoy this incredible annular eclipse. It'll take place on Saturday. You need to be prepared. You need to be ready, because it is going to have an impact on you personally, and it also can have a significant impact here on our neighborhoods. There are a number of eclipse events happening. Probably the biggest one will be the Ring of Fire Fest at Gooseneck State Park. That line of the most impact goes right through Mexican Hat and right through Goosenecks. And Gooseneck State Park will have a number of telescopes, solar binoculars, food booths, information booths. Anyway, there's an entry fee for that, and you need to be there early. It's $5 a person, but once the parking lot fills, They will be at capacity. The city of Bluff, or the town of Bluff, anticipates up to 20,000 visitors at the eclipse on Saturday morning. And with 20,000 visitors in a town of 200 or 300 people, as you can imagine, there can be significant impacts. You're recommended to make sure you have gas and food and water, and be prepared, particularly after the eclipse, as people all head home at the same time, to have some traffic impacts. There could be impacts to solar service or cell service. Yeah, there'll be impacts to solar service, that's for sure. But also impacts to cellular phone service, lodging, grocery stores. Anyway, be aware. Probably the most fundamental thing that you need to remember is what your mother told you when you were a year and a half old, which is don't look at the sun. Make sure that you have protection if you're going to try to view the eclipse. And believe me, you're going to want to view that eclipse when it starts to impact the area. Solar eclipse glasses, and you need to make sure you get good ones that are NASA approved, or you know, that aren't cobbled together cheaply, because you do not want to cause any damage to your eyes. So whatever you do, don't look at the sun. Just remember what your mother told you. Other events that are planned include an eclipse viewing event at Centennial Park in Blanding from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That should be a fun event. The Canyon Country Discovery Center north of Monticello is having an eclipse festival with a couple of days of activities, and those days include lodging. If there's, they may have some lodging available that others don't have. So get a hold of the Canyon Country Discovery Center. They've really got some neat events planned for that. And other local businesses have put together events, including Glamping Canyonlands and the Sunset Outfitting. So anyway, that's going to really, really be a remarkable event. You are listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And let's go to commercial.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Did you know 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Did you know getting a mammogram decreases the risk of dying from breast cancer by 33%? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding is committed to making this one the most successful ever. Right now through the month of October, get a 3D mammogram for just $99. You'll receive a free gift and an entry in a grand prize drawing. Blue Mountain Hospital is passionate about keeping the women of our community safe and healthy. Call 435-678-3993 to make your appointment today.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Once again, welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I'm your host, Bill Boyle. It is Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. Glad that you've joined us at 9:17 a.m. this morning. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Remember that Energy Fuels is having a big conference today and tomorrow with a lot of interesting events, including Miss America, 10:30 this morning in Blanding. You can check online for that or go by visit, but they want people to register beforehand. In addition, there will be tours of the White Mesa Mill. It takes about a half hour to tour that facility. We have been meeting recently with Ellen Williams, who is with the Cagalia Fine Arts Council. She has a series called The Artful Life, and let's go to an interview that we had with Ellen recently. Hold on just a minute.
Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Joining us, as she does often, for a presentation of An Artful Life is Dr. Ellen Horiuchi Williams.
Do you remember your chemistry class and having to memorize the periodic table? All those abbreviated letters meant something. I remember Na for sodium, Au for gold, and Ag for silver. We say these individual letters are called elements. Keep this in mind as we talk about the elements of art. We are going to do a deep dive into art concepts. There are two major ways to describe visual arts: elements and principles. As a minor in art, I used to get confused with elements and principles of art. I always like to take examples from outside the field of art. Think of baseball. The bat, the ball, the bases, and the mitts. These are all mere equipment to the game. Think of art elements as the same. They are merely tools that are used to create art, music, dance, or literature. When a baseball pitcher tosses the ball across home plate and the batter hits the ball, that is the principle. In other words, it's where the action begins. Then and only then is the creation of a single, double, home run likely to occur. Likewise, the principles are the actual application of the tools. Elements are used in any creative endeavor. It is not just for artists, but for musicians, writers, dancers, or anyone who creates. Until the ball is pitched, there is no game. Likewise, until these elements or tools are used, they remain elements. Until the ball is hit, the brush touching the canvas or the violin bow drawn across the strings, nothing happens. It is when the ball is hit, the brush touches the canvas, and the bow runs across the string, does art begin to happen. Rather than totally confuse you, I will name you the various elements of art that the periodic chart, the baseball equipment, depending on who you consult, there are at least seven elements. Color, form, line, shape, space, texture, and value. Color is obvious to us. We respond emotionally to each color, and we will discuss more of these later. Oh, by the way, black and white are not considered colors. Number two, line. My favorite little book is called Harold and the Purple Crayon. A little boy takes his purple crayon and walks through the pages of the book, creating wondrous scenery. What's interesting is that I often hear from people, "I can't draw a straight line, so I'm not very artistic." I've said this before, and I'll say it again. A straight line is the most boring of all lines. Lines that vary horizontally, diagonally, curved, thick, or thin are so much more interesting. Number three, shapes are related to forms, but is basically a line that has closed from dot to dot. A square, circle, or natural shapes, flat or 3D. Number four, forms are created by lines. We usually think of them as 3D, however, like balls, cylinders, boxes, and pyramids. When a line touches where it begins, we have a form. Number five, space is the area between round objects. It is just as important as the shape that surrounds it. In reality, space is three-dimensional. In virtual art, we create the feeling of illusion, of space. Number 6, textures. I marvel at the creativity of children's books that may include a piece of fur or sandpaper. This is the surface that can be rough, smooth, soft, or hard. The skill in drawing is to create the texture on a flat surface. People who don't see must often rely on their touch and feel of surfaces. Now, you are all experts on art elements. Next week, we'll talk about putting these art elements to work in art principles. This has been An Artful Life.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Stay up to speed with residential and business e-fiber internet from Emery Telecom. Right now, all new customers get their first 2 months free, plus free installation and equipment with no term contracts. Unlimited data plans starting at $59.95 a month. Residential discounts are available for qualified households. Give us a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab. Or visit us on the web at emerytelecom.com. Emery Telecom, your local advantage.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movements. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
What's going on?
An annular solar eclipse is passing right through the Red Rock 92 listening area this Saturday. While supplies last, get your American West Ring of Fire solar eclipse glasses at retailers throughout the area, including the San Juan Record in Monticello. Also Saturday, it's the third annual Four Corners Fall Fly-In, hosted by the Cortez Municipal Airport. Come enjoy static displays, sightseeing flights, food trucks, exhibitors, and more. All the fun goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
We welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, coming to you from 92.7 throughout the Red Rock country with translators in 101.5 in Moab and 96.1 in Cortez. We're glad that you're with us today. We'd like to announce funeral services that are coming up. There'll be funeral services for Bill Metter, age 90 of Moab, beginning at 11 a.m. this morning at the Moab 400 North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Bill was 90 years old when he passed away. Graveside services for Ronald Leo Grass Sr. will be held tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Cortez Cemetery. He passed away on October 3rd at the age of 63. Graveside services for George Wareham. Hold on just a moment here. I'm filling in today for David Boyle, who's gone to a meeting. I'm a little bit flustered. George Wellington Wareham, his graveside services are Thursday, October 12th at the Blanding City Cemetery. They begin at 11 a.m. A celebration of life for David Allen Lewis, age 72 of Cortez, will be Saturday, October 21st at Buena Vista, Colorado. It starts at 10 a.m. with a reception to follow. There'll be a memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg of Cortez beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd at the Lewis Areola Community Center. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Today is October 10th. It's National Angel Food Cake Day and National Cake Decorating Day. So if you decorate an angel food cake, you get two of those clicked off at the same time. On this day in history, in 1845, the U.S. Naval Academy was founded in Annapolis, Maryland. On October 10th, 1973, Vice President Spiro Agnew resigned from office for failing to report less than $30,000 of income while serving as governor of Maryland. That set up a situation where Gerald Ford was named vice president. And about a year later, he became the only non-elected president of the United States when Richard Nixon resigned. On this day in 1979, 44 years ago, Wayne Gretzky played his first game for the Edmonton Oilers. The greatest. The number one song on this day in 1977, 46 years ago today, is You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. Now that's an eclipse song. It reminds me, we're going to have an eclipse show on Saturday morning featuring a lot of the interviews that we've had recently from people who are with information about the eclipse. In addition, we're going to have advertisements, of course, and we're going to have lots of fun eclipse music, including, I imagine, You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. We've talked to representatives from the Canyon Country Discovery Center, Elaine Gisler and Allison Yamamoto Sparks from San Juan County Visitor Services, Bluff Mayor Ann Lepinen, Moab resident Rocky Brome, Red Rock native Rob Adams, people from the Bears Ears Cultural Center, and Judy Muller and George Lewis, whose stars were in alignment when they fell in love at the last eclipse up in Wyoming in 2017. Anyway, so that show will be running from 8 to noon on Saturday. Should be a great time. We're having a lot of fun pulling together the eclipse music. Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra will be included in that. House of the Rising Sun by the Animals. We got a bunch of them. Anyway, it should be a fun show. So join us on Saturday morning. Birthdays. Tanya Tucker was born today in 1958. She's 65 years old. She was just 16 when her first record hit the charts in 1972. In fact, she was just 14 when Delta Dawn was released. So 1972 is when she hit the scene. She earned her first Grammy 48 years later in 2020. Mario Lopez is 50 years old today. He first came to fame as a teenager for his role on Save the Bell. Save the Bell, Mario, is 50 years old. That's crazy. David Lee Roth, the lead singer for Van Halen and a solo artist, is 69 years old today. Singer John Prine was born today in 1946. He died in 2020. And actor Ben Vereen was born today in 1946. He's 77 years old. He played Chicken George in the Roots miniseries in the 70s. Happy birthday locally today to Allison Anderson, Charlie Kulander, and Taylor Harrison. Happy birthday to y'all. Our birthday shout-outs and wishes are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Let's go to the job fair. You're listening to Red Rock 92. Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, Dialysis RN, and Registered Nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a full-time and part-time dialysis tech, medical assistant, specialty clinic supervisor, and a full-time business office specialist / registration specialist. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience, a salaried position with competitive wages and full benefits. Also seeking an assistant manager. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit to employment or call 970-564-6127. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at the Element. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
After 30 years of thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still your lucky place. Check out our new Summit Slot Room and Sportsbook. Get in the action with the area's largest bingo room. From slots, blackjack, roulette, and poker, we're still your place to play and win. Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
The Moab Chevron, a longtime favorite for food and fuel, proudly introduces a new Cajun taste sensation, crispy, crunchy chicken. Come on by and give it a try. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Moab Chevron now accepts EBT and food stamps. Get some good home cooking to go with your snacks and drinks, and get it delivered with DoorDash. Plus, sign up for Chevron Rewards and save $1 on every gallon of fuel. The Moab Chevron, 817 South Highway 191 in Moab.
$1 off every gallon of fuel for your first 3 visits when you sign up for the rewards program.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug end of summer sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Siffer. A pretty light day today, but we do have two showdowns between local teams on the volleyball court tonight. First, it's the Battle of the Drum with White Horse visiting Monument Valley, and San Juan will host Monticello as those rivals close out their season series. Girls' state soccer tournaments start for San Juan and Grand County tomorrow, and there's another Battle of the Drum tomorrow night when the White Horse football team hosts Monument Valley. You'll hear that one live right here on Red Rock 92 starting at 6 o'clock with streaming video at streamutah.live. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
We welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92. Glad that you've joined us. Did you know that Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? And of course, they're having a two-day event, open house today and tomorrow. It'll feature tours of the mill, but also have lots of interesting speakers, including at 10:30 this morning, Miss America, Grace Stanky, will speak. She's a nuclear engineering student, and in addition to being Miss America. So that will be pretty interesting. There are a lot of other officials who will be speaking, the president of the Utah Mining Association, a lot of affiliated organizations that work with Energy Fuels will be talking about the exciting research and development and work that they're doing. Anyway, it should be quite an event. Coming here to the last section of the show where we talk about regional sports. Boy, we've reported on the Arizona Diamondbacks all throughout the year through thick and thin. I guess we reported the Colorado Rockies. They were through thin and thinner. But the Diamondbacks have caught fire. They're in the MLB playoffs right now up against the big bad boys from Los Angeles Dodgers. And they're up 2-0, a big 4-2 win last night over the Dodgers. And so if you haven't been on the bandwagon, you may ought to jump on because it's going to be a fun ride. It looks like that the Diamondbacks are real and have a pretty good chance to move on. At least they've got a good start on this series against the Dodgers. I'm always interested in payrolls for the major league teams. The Arizona payroll, $116 million. That's a lot of money, but it pales in comparison to the Dodger payroll of $222 million for that lineup that the Diamondbacks are up 2-0 right now. So anyway, that's pretty exciting. Once again, we encourage you to prepare and think about the annular eclipse that's coming up on Saturday morning. There's going to be impacts in the area, in addition to be a pretty spectacular event in and of itself. We will be having our eclipse show on Saturday morning featuring interviews with local residents and experts, in addition to lots of fun eclipse music that should be a great time. This is Bill Boyle. I've been hosting here this morning while David is gone, and it's gone pretty smooth, but there's a few little things I'm fighting with here. We like to close by having America the Beautiful. If you'd like to sponsor our playing of America the Beautiful at the end of the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Whitney Houston will be playing her version of America the Beautiful. We will visit with you tomorrow. David will be back. Rhett Sifford will be in tomorrow as we talk about high school sports. And as Rhett mentioned in that prior report, we're going to broadcast the Battle of the Drum tomorrow night in Montezuma Creek, this big game between White Horse High School and the Monument Valley Cougars, with a big, beautiful drum going to the winner and a traveling trophy there. Anyway, thank you for joining us and have a wonderful day.